Jazzy grimaced at her reflection in the mirror. It was Thursday night, girls' night out. She was meeting her sister Olivia and their friends for supper. Her sister, the hairdresser. Her sister who'd drive to Don Chava's Mexican Grill straight from the salon she and Mom owned. Olivia would be dressed in something trendy. Her makeup would be perfect, and her dark blonde hair would look stylish and wonderful. She turned off her curling iron in defeat. Ugh, she'd had bad hair days for 2 weeks in a row. She'd hear about it. Glancing at her new spring top and bright green pants, she hoped Olivia would focus on her clothes and not her hair. Jazzy rarely bought anything this bright, pants this snug, and she never wore them with heels. Olivia should give her brownie points for that, right? When she walked downstairs and Ansel looked up at her, he did a double take.
Whoa, look at you.
She bit her bottom lip, nervous. Is it too much? His sky blue eyes lit up.
You look great.
Maybe her plan would work. Maybe Olivia would be surprised by her stab at being stylish. She reached for the cardigan she'd tossed by her purse. It was mid-March, and she didn't need a coat, not even a jacket. Her mood brightened. Spring was in the air. More than that, the house she, Ansel, and Jared were working on in Kirkwood Park was close to being finished and had already sold. They'd reached the part of the job she loved, putting on finishing touches to see how their choices worked. This time around, they'd gone with a farmhouse theme to fit the older neighborhood and the style of the Dutch colonial. So far, she was happy with the way everything had worked out. Plus, another cherry on the cake was that everyone could make the Sunday meal this year for Easter. She and Ansel were really looking forward to it. Her Norseman was excited about planning an Easter egg hunt, inside and outside, for the kids, if the weather held. He wanted to have games in the basement, too, pin the cottontail on the bunny, and balancing an egg on a spoon for a relay race. He'd played both when he was a kid. Walker and Dee Dee's little boy, River, had promised he'd split any eggs he found with his new baby sister, Noreen. She was only 3 months old. Walker and Dee Dee had given her Brooklyn as a middle name in honor of River's mother, who'd died. Easter was a month away, though, so she pushed those thoughts away and raised her face for Ansel's kiss. "Have fun," he told her. "You too." When the girls met, so did the guys. They were going to the Tower Bar and Grill for wings tonight. George, Ansel's pug, opened an eye to watch them walk to the door. He knew the routine on Thursdays. He also knew Ansel would bring home a treat for him. If anyone spoiled a pet more than her Norseman, she hadn't met him. He'd even started doting on her cats. When they left for a night out, on their return, he threw cat treats across the kitchen floor for them to chase and eat. It took her 15 minutes to reach Chava's, and when she pulled in the lot, she had to park in the last row to find room for her pickup. Her sister's car was already in the lot. Walking into the restaurant, Jazzy scanned the booths until she saw Olivia. She was dressed in a cherry red jumpsuit, sipping a margarita. Her lips were as red as her outfit, and her hair was scraped into a tight bun. She must have been going for drama today. When Jazzy slid into the booth across from her, a frown creased Olivia's forehead, and she stared. "What?" But Jazzy already knew what Olivia's comment would be. "What did you do to your hair?" Jazzy pushed the heavy, honey-colored strands behind her ears. "I tried to make it look decent. I couldn't tell. When was the last time you came in for a cut?" She tried to remember. "I don't know. Isn't it on your books?" Olivia shook her head, annoyed. "I'm not your nanny. I'm your hairdresser." Thankfully, the waitress came for Jazzy's drink order, offering her a short reprieve. Then she stared at the two empty seats. "Will the other two ladies be joining you shortly?" Jazzy nodded, and when the waitress left, Olivia jabbed a finger at her. 8 o'clock. Tomorrow morning. You look like crap. We have to get you in before the salon opens. We're already getting busy for the holidays." That settled, Jazzy leaned back to relax,